fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 14th day of November, year of our Lord 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we don't have any major breaking news right now, basically carryovers from yesterday. I saw one interesting headline about military GPS devices being jammed during a NATO military training exercise. That does not surprise me. A prepper tip of the day. It is winter. In case you've been vacationing in the Bahamas, it's winter. And I want to encourage everybody to acquire an alternative way to heat their home. It may only be heating 2 rooms, but you do need, in my opinion, if you live in the colder parts of our country, an alternative way to heat your home. It does not require the power grid. We have patient Wayne in green room, my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished amateur archaeologist, has authored 10 books, is the host of not one but 2 weekly radio talk show hosts, and his website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
Well, me too. Good. That's great. I noticed that headline, too, in CNN that the Russians had blocked GPS. Now, the U.S. military lives and breathes by GPS.
They do.
And so it's something, you know, that I said a long time ago. If you lose that, the U.S. military loses its ability to blow their nose.
Right. Well, they're basically back to World War II technology. Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Not only aircraft, but drones. Drones can't tell how high, how low, how fast, what direction they're going, unless they have GPS. Many of the smart weapons, including missiles, must use GPS. So it's the ability to jam GPS is a very important thing, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's easy to do because it's a, you know, it's a satellite signal. So you can read it just like noise-canceling earphones. You know, it's a pretty basic technology.
It is.
Or just to jam it, you know, to overpower it with other noise. You can pick noisy, you can pick signals out of noisy background, but none of the, or the vast majority anyway, of military hardware do not have anything like that, nothing that sophisticated. So, it's a real Achilles heel.
It is. And a lot of people are out there scratching their heads wondering how can this be done. I'm going to make a statement. We have Tom Berryhill on every Friday talking about ham radio. But I would venture that every ham radio club in the United States, which there's hundreds of ham radio clubs, has at least one person that could fabricate and build a GPS jamming device with common off-the-shelf parts that ham radio people routinely inventory anyway. It is simple technology, Jim. Very simple.
Yeah. So where does that leave us? You know, if other countries, and not only Russia, but I mean, now this is internationally known, if terrorists or anybody else down the block felt like, jamming the military, they could do it. So it's really a bad situation. It's a paint yourself into the corner, and the dependence, the utter dependence on technology for your military ability, it's a pretty bad situation.
Right. Well, I got a follow-up on that. You can't live in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, and not know people connected to Boeing aircraft, which used to be McDonnell Douglas, of course. In that regard... The Boeing engineers, the men and women working on F-15s, which is a Boeing product, when they were inspecting, I think it was a MiG-23, they were making fun of the MiG-23 because it still had test tubes, not test tubes, but vacuum tubes in it, vacuum tubes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And after about an hour, one of the engineers spoke up and said, you know what, following an EMP attack, their jets will still be flying. Ours will be dropping like rocks.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. At that point, they stopped making fun of the Russian technology.
Yeah, the vacuum tubes technology is old and tried and true. And, the mill hardened, that's something I worked in, was mill hardened telecommunications electronics. So I know quite a bit about it and how they go about making those. And that's, of course, what they use in satellites also. But there's a limit. And, I mean, if you know that limit, you know how to overcome that limit in an offensive manner and destroy that capability. So
that's right.
It's really an Achilles heel, and that's a good example.
It is. Well, we could probably talk a full hour on military technology, Jim, but let's move on from there. The midterm elections are over, obviously, and there's still some vote counting going on, I believe, in Florida and possibly some other places. And we still have what's called a lame duck Congress between now and when the new Congress is sworn in. I'm hoping that some important things get taken care of during this lame duck Congress. What do you think, sir?
Well, voter fraud, it's something I've been bird dogging for a long time. Now, it's finally coming out to a public issue. Like these, I've been talking about Dade County for a long time because I can, through my regression analysis, I could identify what I call the cheating areas. I've been talking about this, and it's not just there. There's 10 of them. There's 10 big cheating areas around the country, and the people at the local level. And that was the conclusion of my report, my white paper report that I started in October before the 2016 election. But this, I can tell you right now, the Congress that's coming in is not. This was so manipulated, and all of those Republican senators and House of Representative members dropping out and opening up the field for just a sweep by Democratic cheating And now it's become in the news commentary that there was vast cheating on the part of the Democrats in this midterm election.
That's right. That's right. Well, I hope that there is some resolution to this widespread cheating. As I've been saying for a number of years, Jim, the only way to come close to ensuring, it's not a guarantee, but the most foolproof way is to have paper ballots counted at the precinct level. At least in that, under those conditions, you know you can't have 1,000 ballots coming out of a precinct that has 500 voters, can you?
Well, but John, that's exactly where the vast majority of cheating occurs, is at the precinct level.
Right.
And it's they just write down a different number. They have their people in place. It's been going on since Lyndon Johnson. I mean, and these people, like this woman in Florida that's now in the public. I mean, she's been there forever fixing the votes. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz is like the lone ranger down there for the Democrats in a very Republican state. And DeSantis, or what's his name? Is that his name from the Florida? And Rick Scott, those people, they should be winning by large margins. And then you have the hurricane that blew in there, totally manipulated, which I predicted. I said Florida's going to have a hurricane weeks before the election, and they did. It took out that northwestern corridor. And that's where cheating can take place. So you saw it.
Right.
You saw this unfold. So you can look at the level at which the people are working to fix elections, how high up the ladder this goes.
Yes.
The Democratic Party is the party of the world bankers. Make no mistake about it.
Well, the Democratic Party has also been successfully infiltrated by communists going back to the 1930s, and they picked the Democratic Party to be their party. And the connections between communists and Muslim jihadists with the Democratic Party is well documented, Jim. And it's such a tragedy that a fine institution such as the Democratic Party has been taken over by these people, isn't it?
Well, it's there. It's a clear and present danger, and it's very true. So people that are running around, especially millennials, that don't have a clue, they went to college, they got educated in a college run by Democratic professors who get their money, and they can sit around and little doughboys and doughgirls. Unfortunately, if you go to university, I mean, I'm not impressed. People go, oh, their university professor said it. Well, excuse me, I have no, especially in the sciences, I have no time for these people. They're just, they're non-thinkers. I've even on my last show, I talked about how I believe there's something going on. Like they have discovered some places, universities, where there's extreme amounts of fluoride in the water in these universities.
And really?
There's something going on where these people's their brains don't work. I mean, they're just off in la-la land. If you look at science, if you look at other fields, and if you look in general, in fact, this came up, who was it that went to Cornell University? I think it was one of Alex Jones' people. And did some interviewing. They wouldn't let him on campus, but Cornell touts about its openness and diversity, but 97% of its faculty are Democratic donors. And so, it's not diverse, believe me. I've been there. And in the university systems in general have been taken over by liberalism and basically communism, as you said. It's very much out in the open, but these universities make claims of diversity. Cornell would be at the top pounding its chest. It ain't diverse. If you look at the real student body there, for example, Cornell comes from Long Island. That's the core student body. And sure, they got their sprinkling of, you know, Asians and Europeans and South American and Mexican and, you know, Canadians, you know, to as a show. But no, believe me, they are educating the people that will be the next attorneys and doctors and dentists and psychologists from New York City.
Right, right. Well, there's a lawsuit going on right now involving Asians suing Harvard University over Harvard discriminating against Asians for admissions, which, of course, they do. If they, the Asians have such a high IQ and performance that they would, their numbers would double or triple if everybody was on an equal footing, equal admissions policy, I believe. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. No, you take back the covers, the sheet that Harvard and the Ivy League schools, or if you go to the Western Coast, the West Coast, the same with all of the California schools, you know, or if you go to like Texas, you know, the bastions of liberalism, those universities, like I say, they're pounding their chest on diversity, but that's, you know, that's a facade. That is a facade for the real issue that's going on. And the kids that leave there are being educated in a purely liberal environment with not a trace of common thought or diversity in political thought.
That's
right.
It's
not allowed. It is not allowed.
Right, right. Well, many Christian parents have figured this out, and they simply don't even entertain the thoughts of their children attending most of these universities because they'll come out liberal communists, anti-God atheists. If you don't become that, you. In fact, my guest the second hour, Jeff Nyquist, he wanted to be a school teacher, but he found out that unless he would parrot back the communist philosophy, he would not be allowed to become a school teacher. So he went on with his life and walked away from that career. But that's become reality in most of these universities, hasn't it, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. And the teachers' union, even though it's not at the university level, from K-12, I've often quoted this, 87% of teachers in K-12 are women, and they're very soft-minded, let me just put it that way, you know, and they cannot say anything that is not in the syllabus. The books are approved, the textbooks are approved, and they're just molded, and I've often said this, that the teachers' union prevent good teachers from teaching in schools because they have the requirement of teacher education, which to me is a bunch of hooey. If you're a good teacher, you're a good teacher. If you're a lousy teacher, doesn't matter if you took some courses at the college level. And most of those people could not get a degree in their own subject area, so they went into teaching because they could fill it in with a bunch of teacher courses. So it's a bad situation. You have PhDs who would like to teach in a high school but can't because they don't have the required teacher education courses.
Well, you know, some of the best and brightest men and women any country's produced came from country schools where there were two teachers at the little country schoolhouse. In fact, my American Legion post was one of those. Up to the fourth grade in one side of the room building, and then 5 through 8 on the other side of the building, and men and women who went on to have brilliant careers in every profession you can imagine. And the school teachers did not have high levels of credentials like they do now. That they were basically literate people who could teach others what they knew. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Thank you.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being...
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town there. I'm often got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of November, visiting with Professor James McKinney. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live and to the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the world's largest radio station, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroads. And then my paid cast, which is $3.95 per month for a deep dive into esoteric scientific topics. That's all available on my webpage. The archives for my shows are on my webpage. And, John, I believe you have a link to my webpage from your page.
That's right. Okay. Well, I encourage people to listen to Jim's shows and go to his website and buy his books and read his books. We've got our first call hold here. We've got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. John, I read something here 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe a little longer, about Missouri. that unless you was a citizen, U.S. citizen, and a citizen of the state of Missouri, you could not get higher school financing, and that English was the only language taught in grades K through 12. I tried to research that, but I couldn't find any information. Is that true?
Jim?
John, I think he was asking you. I don't know. I don't know anything about that, John.
What about the state of Missouri and their education program here, Jerry?
It is English only. There was no
Missouri is an English only state, and I don't know how that's translated into the schools, but English is the official language of the state of Missouri. I do know that is a fact.
Okay. Well, I did that segue into something else. I got a new Medicare card the other day that they had removed my Social Security number as an ID. Ha, ha, ha. They said it was protected. But anyway, along with it, I got a letter. Two sheets. The first one was in English and Spanish explaining what the deal was. I got a second one that had 15 different languages on how to contact Social Security or Medicare to collect benefits. Have either one of y'all got that?
I haven't seen anything like that. That's completely new to me.
The heading of it says, if you or someone you're helping has questions about Medicare, you have the right to get help and information in your language at no cost. To talk to an interpreter, call 1-800-blah-blah-blah. Okay. The first one on the list is a language that's written from right to left, Arabic. Armenian is second, Chinese traditional, and I don't know how this, it's Arabic, it's F-A-R-S-I language.
Then we Farsi. Got French. That's that lingo in Iran, Farsi.
Okay. Then we got French, German, Haitian Creole, Italian, Japanese, Korean.
Did they have Irish in there? I'm just kidding.
Russian, and then Tagalog is T-A-G-A-L-O-G, and Vietnamese.
Tagalog is a native Philippine language, which everybody in the Philippines I met when I was there spoke English. Amazing.
Well, you know, I just find that so interesting. Here we are. We're really, really getting diversified, folks. And we wonder why we're having problems with our elections and other things.
California has you beat because you can get a driver's license in 43 languages in California now. Can you imagine somebody that can only read Arabic, you know, like you say, that with the letters going backwards, trying to drive down a California freeway and interpret the signs all in English, you know?
Well, that's scary.
That's the reason we've got those universal signs. It's got the pictorial, you know, the no crossing, the guy walking with a circle with a cross through it, you know. We've got the universal signs for these people that can't read English, you know.
They're going to have a hard time interpreting that also.
Well, exactly.
That could mean about 10 things to certain people. Terrorism allowed here, you know. Excuse me, I'm just being facetious, but it's actually true.
Well, it's true, though. But anyway, I just wanted to pass that on with talking about the election and how.
Okay.
Government's been hijacked. 17 languages besides English.
Amazing.
You know, that our government benefits are, you know, our tax benefits are going to these people.
Jerry, we're out of time here on this segment. Thank you for the call. We'll be here at break. We'll be right back. Here's a
little song. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you haven't been there for about 3 weeks or 4 weeks, well, it's all new. Very colorful graphics laid out very nicely, easy to navigate. Some interesting articles. If you scroll down from the top of my homepage, we've got some things that will educate you and inform you, help you understand how the world works. We're going to see, with the new Congress coming in January, we're going to see new anti-gun legislation proposed. I have an article that I wrote. Scroll down my website. The title of the article is National Gun Control Debate, Chasing Technology, Emotions versus Logic. Emotions versus Logic. I think you'll get a lot out of that. Also, my website under Shop. You scroll to the top of my website, you'll see different choices you can make there under shop. You'll find my energy clinics for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. The energy cleaners, the mattress pads that go with them, I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they go out priority mail. If you have issues with arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, well, you need an energy cleaner. That's what you need. It will help mitigate the pain. Only $285 shipping included for the energy cleaners. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you get. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is right there also. And I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. And here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Keep in mind the following. I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And, Jim, we've got our next caller here. We have Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, distinguished gentlemen. Hey, have either of you heard of Brendan O'Connell, the true blue Aussie-American patriot super sleuth?
I can't say I have. I can't say I have.
Okay. All right, well, Tom Lacovara, Resurrect the Republic, comes on, you know, 10 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday on this network. He interviewed Brendan back on the 12th of October. It's called, Connecting the Dots, about Israeli-Russian subterfuge being perpetrated here in good old America via U.S. Congress and the various Talmudic Shabbat Lubavitch lobbying groups like AIPAC. And by the way, Ellen Sobrowski, who also was interviewed by Tom back in September, Ellen Sobrowski being, you know, a former Marine Corps colonel and high-ranking officer instructor at U.S. Army War
College. Is this going somewhere?
I don't know. Do you have a question or a comment for us here?
Yeah, I'm bringing this all together right now. Okay, Jim, how about this? The Binational Industrial Research and Development Corporation, the Binational Science Corporation. John, you're familiar with the United States Code. Title 42 USC, Chapter 152, Subchapter 8, Section A. And then I guess it is, whatever, 17337. I haven't been there myself. But I've reviewed this. This is in the October 12th broadcast of Tom Lacovere Stewart with Brendan O'Connell regarding the outsourcing, the hijacking, confiscation of America's high-tech industry, whether it's the military high-tech, internet technology sector. It's all being outsourced, hijacked, confiscated to Israel via Title 42, USC, Chapter 152, Subchapter 8, Section A, 17337.
Okay, what's your point, Fred?
Well, I'm thinking that maybe if enough of us were to call and visit our local congressional offices with this data and demand accountability, like here we got a brilliant scientist, James McCanney, who can resolve the quote energy crisis, the carbon so-called crisis, right, with this marvelous invention, right? And why don't we divert all the funds out of that unauthorized confiscation scenario and funnel it to James McCanney and if, you know, we can
you
have
just a, said, you just said that it is authorized under U.S.
Wasn't authorized by me. You didn't vote for it. I didn't vote for it.
Well, that doesn't change it's being authorized, does it?
Well, we got to change this Shabbat Lubavitch Talmudic swine scum form of democracy then, right? We got to make it a direct democracy.
I think you're finished here, Fred. Thank you for the call. Jim, we get these calls occasionally, people that hate Jewish people and hate Israel. And I'm not going to tolerate that on my show. So let's move on from there, Jim.
John, I just wanted to mention that, you know, the X Prize, which I'd been involved in for about a year and a half, finished in October, and I was awarded the X Prize Technology Innovation Achievement Award, which was but I have a picture of the from a distance of the setup that was used for the judging of that. I have that on my homepage, so people may want to go and see what it was all about with the wing generator and the water generators, et cetera. I just wanted to quick mention that.
Right, right. Well, we know how to solve these problems, and there are issues that need to be resolved. But there's the right way to go about it and the wrong way. And categorizing an entire race of people as being bad is the wrong way, in my opinion. Every country has good people. China, Russia, Israel, all countries have good people. They have leadership and policies at the national level that are bad, just like our country does. We went to war against Iraq for no reason, really no reason, except a made-up reason of a non-existent nuclear weapons program. That doesn't make all Americans bad. It makes American policy bad. If Israel has bad policy, that doesn't make Israelis bad. That makes the policy bad. So I want people to keep that clear in their mind, that bad policies does not translate into an entire country or race of people being bad themselves.
Well, and John, a lot of this stems from manipulation that's higher up. And, you know, it's a good example is the Cold War, which went on for 50 years, which dominated American politics, which was a made-up issue. There was the, you know, the definite conflict between communism and the capitalism systems, but the manipulation of that over a 50-year period after World War II was done at higher levels, and the United States bought it hook, line, and sinker. Unfortunately, you know, and it dominated everything we did until Reagan finally came along and broke it. By just about breaking the country, and Russia did go broke in that process. But, you know, of trying to maintain superpower status, I mean, the Russians were going out and taxing eggs, actually taking eggs and produce from the farms to try and support their military programs, to try and keep up with the U.S. Star Wars programs. But anyway, yeah, it's... you got to understand that a lot of the manipulation that went on at high levels coming out of the banking community of Europe.
And That's right. There's more to it than that. Well, everything you said is accurate, but there was another level of deception above and beyond that, which we'll be talking about the second hour of the International Communist Conspiracy. It's layers of an onion, Jim, that you just keep peeling back and find another layer beneath.
Actually, absolutely, yeah. John, I wanted to mention I was perusing some of the channels today, CNN, and I always go to space.com, but they had an article today, oddly enough, I mean, this came out of nowhere, reviewing the whole standard story of the comet Hale-Bopp. And it was written by this bubble-headed ding-dong young person, of which there are many today in the sciences. These are people with no experience. You know, they have a journalist degree and they're writing about science. So they write what they're told to write. But they brought up the issue of Heaven's Gate. And it was a mass murder. It was not a mass suicide. And they tried to bring out that, oh, NASA was so interested in this. No, NASA tried to cover this up completely. The article did not talk about the companion issue, which NASA knew fully all along that there was a companion. And it was the top topic at the Canary Island Conference that happened after Hale-Bopp had already gone through the solar system, headed by none other than Hal Weaver, who publicly denied the companion at the time of the murder of these 37 people out in Los Angeles. That's a whole story in itself, but I thought it odd that they bring out all of this old laundry and try and paint Hale-Bopp to be this, just fluffy snowball. And it was laced with all of this ridiculous science and just complete misinformation. Space.com is a giant disinformation factory. And, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, if you read this article paragraph by paragraph, it goes through the history and all of the misinformation that came out of that era. Just incredible.
I thought that issue was over with and finished, but apparently it's been brought back to life. They have to keep perpetrating this fantasy that comets are balls of ice, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just so absurd, absolutely absurd. But they're going to keep pounding on this. I've seen many articles lately because there's some interesting comets in the solar system right now, some very interesting ones. K2 is potentially going to be bigger than Hale-Bopp. It was discovered, the farthest comet ever discovered. Then there's the 46 Wortmann, which is going to be very close to Earth on December 17th. It's going to be only 30 lunar distances away from Earth. I've talked about that in my show. And apparently a small comet, but there again, we can't believe anything NASA says. And it's not an Earth-threatening comet, but a very interesting comet. And then there's some other ones. But they just keep pounding this. A little icy wanderer, you know, snow from the origins of the solar systems that just couldn't even possibly be true. But they're gonna keep pounding that down the public throat forever. That's not going to go away in spite of the fact that we have landed on the nucleus of comets. There's no snow or ice or water, and there's nothing coming out the nucleus. So anyway, just beating the drum there a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. Any updates on any of your projects, such as the wing generator, Jim?
Yeah, the wing generator is now moving into international, production. That's and then the bigger models hopefully will follow very soon afterwards. But to give people an estimate, the 10 kilowatt and the 50 kilowatt models are pretty much available. And right now what I'm involved in is just getting the financing to move them faster into the worldwide distribution. So that's where things are at. And then to move quickly into building the bigger ones all the way up to the 200 megawatt models, which would replace nuclear and coal power plants.
All right. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, gentlemen. John, I just want to make one comment just to defend your last caller. I think it's very patriotic for good Americans like that caller to be highly critical of Israel, because many of us believe that Israel had foreknowledge of 9/11 and did not inform Americans. And if you look up Odigo Systems, which is still that news item, is at Haaretz, which is not even an American paper, it's an Israeli paper. And it says how people who worked at the World Trade Center had advance warning of the 9/11 attacks, and they didn't have the common decency to tell anybody. So because of that very fact, it's very healthy and normal that good Americans would want to see Israel nuked right off the map, just like many of them wanted to nuke Afghanistan right after the map. Anyway, I wanted to have a question for Mr. McKinney, and I'll take my answer off the air. And I'd like to hear Mr. McKinney talk about the alarmism over 5 gig transmissions in the gigahertz range and whether it really has bad health effects. And on that note, thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Well, I've heard. I'm not a technician, Jim. I don't know what risk, if any, is from this new 5G Wi-Fi cell phone stuff. Do you have any idea what that means health wise?
Well, yeah, John. Any of these frequencies are bad for you. People don't hold the phone to their head too much anymore. If you still are doing that, stop. I don't care what type of phone technology you're using. Don't hold a telephone up to your head. Use a wireless and keep it away from you. Don't put it in your pants pocket while you're talking. Keep the phone itself at a distance. Turn all of your electronics off at night, including your TV. It's all bad for you. It really is, because your body is a giant antenna. Your body is an electrical antenna, and it picks all of this up, and you may not know it, but you're being bombarded by these signals every day. So none of it is good. Let me tell you that. The other issue, though, with 5G is the ability to monitor, the absolutely comprehensive ability. Now, the 4G, when 4G first came in, I started a Indiegogo fundraiser to build an operating system, a replacement for Androids and Windows, that would eliminate the hooks in there for monitoring. And before I ever got off the ground, they already moved those into the hardware, into phones. So the actual hooks to monitor you are in the hardware in the phone, the operating system.
How about that? Jim, hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back. Here's a little song.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of November. Well, Jim, this hour has just flown by. We're down to the last 3 minutes here, sir.
Wow, yeah, it has flown by. Well, John, I hope we can recover from this election fraud issue. After Trump was elected, he appointed a committee to go out and investigate election fraud, and they came back with empty hands. They said they didn't find any. I mean, you'd have to be a blind man not to see the fraud. I had my white paper delivered to them, and I don't know. I never heard anything about it, but it apparently was ignored, showing exactly where to look. I mean, it's like somebody says there's mold in your garden. It's under the third plant over on the left side. And they go over and they walk around the garden every place else, and they say, well, I can't find any. You know, it's ridiculous. But this country is really has some problems if it can't run an honest election. And it's at all levels, at the state, at the federal, at the local levels. It is it's really a bad situation. Anyway, I hope now that this has been exposed, and that's what happens a lot of times with things like this. It has to get public exposure before something actually happens. But so that's one issue. And as far as myself, I'm just working behind the scenes on my work, the wing generator, the water issues, and that keeps me plenty busy. And plus, I have all of my other work that I'm finally getting back to now. I'm pulling up piles off the shelf, including the one book that I almost finished, not last August, but the year ago, August, almost had that book done. And then I jumped into the all of the XPRIZE stuff and just ran with that because I knew it. I knew I was the winner on that. And it turns out that I was one of two finalists out of 98 companies internationally. So that was well worth my time. And so I'm now getting back to normal. I mean,
well, good.
Whatever normal is.
We're glad to hear that. We're glad to hear that, Jim. Well, we look forward to you being back with us next Wednesday, as always, Jim, and giving us updates on all the different things that you're paying attention to.
Thanks, John. Everybody, okay. Listen to my show, the paid cast. Those are all important. That's where I had a listener tell his son, when you go to college, you're going to have to learn two things, James McCanney's science and the science that you're going to have to feed back to them to pass the tests.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.